For the past year and a half or so, I've been in some form of leadership. Some of the positions I truly didn't ask for, or in some cases didn't want to be in. I've learned, though, that most leaders, especially those who are called by God to lead in a massive way, usually don't want the position at all. Before I jump in deeper, though, I want to remind everyone that every person is a leader in some shape or form. The biggest lesson that I've learned about leadership is that it's nowhere near easy. I know that's probably a no-brainer. However, I think oftentimes people think that leadership is dictating or delegating people to complete assignments. Leadership is way more than that. We know that there's a such thing as a good leader and a bad leader, but let me remind you that there's no such thing as a perfect leader. Many leaders have to grow and learn how to be okay with being unlikable, how to move forward with their plan even if everyone else disagrees. They have to learn how to be honest, sometimes brutally honest, and they have to learn how to accept that everyone won't accept their no. Aside of all of those attributes, leaders have to learn how to trust and lean on others for help, wisdom, and even guidance. All of these things leaders have to deal with on top of pursuing and accomplishing the goal. In a world where there is so much betrayal and so much broken trust, most people tend to distance themselves from others or community in order to protect themselves. You have a lot of leaders who are in a position of leadership on many different levels, and you will find that many of them are suffering due to their fear, pride, ego, and just thoughts. I've learned that if God called you into a position of leadership, it's because He believes you are not only qualified, but He trusts that in all that you decide to do, whether the results turn out good or bad, that you will seek Him ultimately on what to do and where to go. At the end of the day, there's no comfortableness in obedience and in leadership. Today, I want to challenge you, whether you're a leader on a bigger scale or a smaller scale, I want you to take time and ask yourself or write down 5 things that you are doing or not doing that is hindering your growth as a leader. Remember, earlier when I said that everyone is a leader, this challenge is specifically for you, my friend, who feels they're not a leader because they are not seen or known. You're always being watched by someone. My prayer today is that our leadership and all that is done within it is not in vain. I pray that we will grow and that we will live our lives being the best leaders that we can be in whatever capacity that may look like. I pray that we will remember that there's no perfection that comes with leadership, and that whatever or wherever God has called us to be, He will give us the tools and the resources we need to be successful. With love, yours truly, Ebb.